This is MSO News Sports. Our Super Bowl coverage for this week begins now with the St. John's Prep head football coach, Brian St. Pierre. They're taking on Xaverian on Wednesday night at Gillette Stadium. Coach St. Pierre, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us again this week.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and happy belated Thanksgiving. Hoping it was a good one for you and your family.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you. And, well, I guess that leads us right into Thanksgiving, Coach. You did that to us. But some thoughts on Thanksgiving. You guys playing Xaverian on Wednesday. You played them on Thanksgiving, lost with a last-second field goal, end-of-game field goal, 23-21. So give us your summary on the Thanksgiving matchup, that one with Xaverian.
Yeah, it was highly competitive, similar to a lot of our Thanksgiving games with them. It's usually two very good teams going at it, which it was certainly the case on Thursday as well. Made a bunch of plays, did a lot of good things, just they made one more at the end, last-second kick from 30 yards to beat us. So tough ending, but I think the thought that we get a chance to do something about it again on this Wednesday, I think the kids are focused on that.
Yeah, I saw Nick Giannino's story in the Salem News following the game, the Friday edition. He mentioned or quoted you saying that exact same thing. Very seldom do you get a chance at another shot at the same team coming right back at them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique situation. I mean, that's just how the playoff system works out in Massachusetts, with Thanksgiving being such a big tradition around here. So I think it's probably extra unique that you're playing the same team both on Thanksgiving and then a week later in the state title game. But don't know that it's unprecedented. It's just unique for us, certainly, and don't know how many times it's happened. But it's a challenge, and it's one we're up for, but we're grateful to be in the situation we're in, for sure.
So now, in that game, Nick Giannino also wrote about a fourth down conversion that Xaverian got late in the game, and the spot was somewhat questioned. Can you tell us about that? Give our listeners a little bit more info on that.
Yeah, it was a fourth and six with about 30 seconds to go from about, I don't know, Xaverian's 34, something like that. And, you know, we had the quarterback on the run, and he was scrambling for his life, and he kind of just threw something up. They made a play. They caught it. I thought we hit him a little bit short of the stakes, and then certainly his momentum brought him back. So it was definitely a very tight spot. And I think my biggest thing, I thought it was short, but even if it wasn't, I just kind of wanted a measurement. And got neither, and did not get an explanation either, because the game just kind of went so fast from there, because they had only one timeout, and they're in a hurry up, and you know, they end up getting a field goal at the end. I just kind of wanted an explanation and kind of wanted a measurement. I didn't think that was too much to ask, but apparently it was.
Yeah, wow. Hey, tell me about their quarterback, Henry Hasselbeck. We talked about him, I think, in the previous week a bit. But tell us how he performed against you guys on Thanksgiving and the threat that he is in different ways. Just describe that to us.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest threat, you know, he's a very good passer, but I think the biggest threat is he can beat you with his legs. And he did that to us a little bit the other day. He had a scramble touchdown for 50 yards on a broken play. So he's kind of the cog that runs the engine for them. There's no doubt about it. He adds another dimension with his legs. So he's certainly a good passer. I'm not. You know, he can throw the ball, there's no question. But I thought we did a pretty good job there. Grayson Ambrosch made a great interception on him in the red zone earlier in the fourth quarter to stop a drive, which was huge. But his legs definitely played a role in the result.
Just a couple of questions on your team and their play on Thanksgiving against Xaverian, as it actually would relate very closely to what's coming up on Wednesday night at Gillette. But Brian, tell us about your defense overall against Xaverian, your plan of attack, and how it all played out.
Yeah, it was uncharacteristically not a good performance for our defense. We gave up way too much in the run game. Don't have all the answers for that. Certainly the quality of opponent matters. They deserve credit, but we did uncharacteristic things. And I think we held back some stuff as well, because you're playing twice in 6 days, and I'm sure they held back as well some stuff. But just not pleased with the effort on defense in totality, but you know, got a chance at redemption on Wednesday.
All right, and what about your offense? Kind of summarize that for us as well.
We ran the ball for well over 200 yards, so that was good to see. We were pretty pretty physical with him up front. You know, certainly made mistakes that we can clean up and wasn't perfect. Like to be a little bit more balanced throwing it. But for the most part, we moved the ball well. We did the things we wanted to do. And, you know, end of the day, both sides of the ball, was it our best? No, but we're up 21-20 with 3 seconds to go. So, you know, that's cause for optimism in terms of let's get back to playing the way we were and have a good run at it Wednesday night.
No, absolutely. So tell our listeners, as we talk on Monday morning, what's your schedule like in preparation for this game? What has it been like leading up to today? And then what are the next couple of days, you know, how do they play out? Actually, really only one more day of practice after today, Monday.
Yeah, I mean, this will be our last practice. We did some work over the weekend because of the schedule. You know, the MIA, the scheduling didn't do us any favors, certainly.
No.
Coming back so quickly, I can't understand it for the life of me. It's a story for another day, but it's not good for the kids, not good for anyone involved that way. But that's the situation that was presented, and so we had to make changes to our schedule. I had to bring guys in over the weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, which I didn't want to have to do, but you have to because you're playing Wednesday, so it accelerates your week. But we've had two good focus practices. We need to finish it up today and make some last-minute, you know, clean-up, adjustment, that type of stuff, polish it off, and get ready to go get on a bus Wednesday night.
Coach, any other thoughts about either Thanksgiving or this look at Zavarian coming up for the Super Bowl on Wednesday night?
Just the finality of it all. It's no matter how many years I do this, you feel like you blink and the season's over. And just to be where we're at right now, I think this group to be where we're at is they've achieved a lot already, and they've worked extremely hard to be in the situation they've in, and they've earned it, and I'm just proud of them. There's a part of you that is very, very tired at this point as a coach, and I'm sure as the players as well, but there's also a part that doesn't want it to end either. And, you know, those are all the emotions that go into this last game of the year, but you always want to be playing in December or late November after Thanksgiving because that means you had a heck of a season, and we've been able to do that 4 out of the last 5 years, and now, you know, last step is to finish it off.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate all your time this season that you've been able to share insight and information on St. John's Prep football, and we'll see you Wednesday night at Gillette, and thanks so much for your time, and good luck on Wednesday.
Bill, I appreciate it, and thank you for all your time and efforts on our behalf and the behalf of high school football and high school athletics in general.
All right. Well, I want you to relax on Thursday, but not, you know, and be happy and relaxed. There you go.
I'm going to try. I'm looking forward to a little bit of getting away, but it never gets too far away from me.
No, I believe that. All right. There he is, St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre with us here on MSONewsSports.com.